Stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, here's a question. Sherlyn Sibbs, Ramiz, producer Brad, have you ever lived in a flat, lived in a complex? And I mean, walls are thin in these complexes.
Oh, walls are very thin.
Not only can you hear conversations and them shouting at each other, but you can hear them, as that lady described in what's happening at the courthouse, Pashon.
Oh, the Passion.
The Passion.
Yeah.
And they can hear what you are doing in your flat as well, whether it be you showering or engaging in the passion.
The passion goes both ways.
It goes both ways, don't forget.
Now, I'd imagine that some of those people are kind of exhibitionists, and they know they're making a racket.
A little bit conscious about it. But, I mean, you must also just live your life, right? Like, you can't let that stop you.
Can I just say, I'm so happy that my neighbors moved out. So they were a young couple and they were very passionate.
you mean they moved furniture passionately?
No. They thankfully have now moved from the building, but they were very young and very passionate, and they became even more passionate during lockdown. It's like they could not stop.
Was it just all hours of the day?
Afternoon delights, midnight snacks. Oh, they were busy and loud. I mean, great couple, very friendly. I remember borrowing the tin opener once.
What is that one for that?
No, I needed a tin opener or a bottle opener or something. Yeah. But yeah, they've moved out. But yes, you can hear everything when you live in an apartment.
It's a very delicate ecosystem. Complex and flat living. And you know, you need to know where to pick your battles and where to kind of let things go.
Okay, so now this is what happens here. Zetu sends me a mail and says, listen, we live in a complex and her boyfriend, Andrew, says he always moans at her like, hey, Zetu, can you just tone it down a little bit? It's like, you're quite loud. You're quite loud. Can you just tone it down a little bit? So they haven't had any complaints thus far. But Andrew is kind of like expecting complaints. So she gives me the details, the complex, the estate complex manager and all that. And his name's Manny, right? So I'm going to be playing the part of Manny today, right? And I also live there, you know? So now let me tell you what I had to do with this. You know where I'm going to go with this, right? So what I needed to do, I said to Zetu before we did the prank, I said, Zetu, listen, I'm going to have to, like, play him an example. So I need you to get into character. And I couldn't risk doing the prank, getting her to pick up the cues and do it live. So I asked her to pre-record a bit for me. So I'm like, okay, I'm recording. Can you just give me an example of what you sound like?
What transpires?
Let me tell you, I've never felt more awkward because she did it so well. And she just kept on going. And I was like, okay, Zetu, I've got enough. I've got enough. And she was in it. She was just kept going. Zetu, stop, stop, stop.
Zetu's on a roll.
I need a shower now. Come on, stop it.
I'm a married man, Zetu.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to call Andrew. I'm armed with sound effects from Zetu.
Sure. You come prepared.
Totally right. Let's see how Andrew deals with this complex complaint.
Hello?
Andrew.
Yes, speaking.
Listen, this is Manny.
Yes.
Your neighbor?
Yes.
Now, Andrew, on behalf of my wife and I, we are sick and tired of hearing you and your girlfriend go at it all times of the day, every day of the week.
Yeah.
Now, just yesterday at 10 o'clock, I videoed and recorded you and your lady going.
I beg your pardon?
I recorded the two of you, and I'm going to put this up on YouTube.
Well, you're a crank then, Manny, okay? Really?
Do you want me to play you some of it?
I don't want you to do anything.
Yeah, let me play you some of it.
Okay. Oh. Oh, baby. Andrew. Oh, yeah.
No. No, it's... Why are you busy prying?
Not why am I prying, why are you showing?
Manny, just wait a minute.
Oh, man, wait a minute.
That's crazy. Okay, I'm embarrassed enough about this. I don't want it to go any further.
Just tell me something, Andrew. How do you make a girl scream like that?
No.
I'm sick and tired of you making me look useless because my wife hears what's coming out of your bedroom and she wants to know what I'm doing wrong.
Listen.
Because let me tell you, she sounds like an extra in a horror movie.
What a shame, man.
Oh, my. He is so embarrassed.
Oh, shame. Oh, my.
Hello?
Babe?
Just hold on.
Send it in or whatever.
I've just had a... Okay. When we were doing it, okay?
Huh?
When we were doing it at the weekend.
God,
whether it was yesterday morning.
Oh,
our next door neighbour has recorded us.
Yeah?
Making lots of noise. Making love. Yeah.
When?
And I've just spoken to the guy about 5 minutes ago.
What's he saying? What's recording to the two of us making
noise? What, shaking? Making a noise.
But how is that possible?
Well, he played me a bit of it.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. Then he's going to put it on YouTube. Zeto, I'm serious.
That's a bit dodgy, don't you think?
You think I'm joking? Don't believe it. But listen.
Yeah?
Look, I must admit, we are noisy. So the least we can do is... calm it down. We'll be quiet. Close the windows.
Okay.
And pull the blinds down. Seriously. So, but in all seriousness, Tattoo, we do make a... No, you make a lot. So no, I'm thinking... I said that to you yesterday. Oh. Imagine
okay,
if we lived in a townhouse complex.
Sure.
And he said, yeah, another problem is his wife is complaining because... I'm what? Serious, Zetu. This guy called me. She said that, why can't Manny make her feel like you do? This guy told me that, Zetu.
Oh, my gosh. Well, why did he
recorded it. He played a bit back to me, said, do you want to hear some more? I said, no. No, this is crazy, is it too?
You know what, eh? Ah, Wicked, are you there?
I am. Andrew!
You're joking.
It is me, Andrew.
No way. It's too fruity. I'm crying here. I'm crying in my office. I'm glad the door's closed.
Still such a good prank.
I love that couple, man. He was... But no, but Zeto, seriously.
He was embarrassed, but very proud of his skills.
Oh, man, wear it like a badge.